Monroe, 98.9. K223BI. Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, my Father, to once again come through these radio waves and on this radio broadcast and just share with your people, my Father, the love of God. You know, that you would point unto us the golden scepter of righteousness, signifying that we can come boldly beyond the gates of thanksgiving, beyond the course of praise, beyond the holy place, beyond this radio broadcast, all the way into your very presence, my Father. For you have appointed unto us the golden scepter of righteousness, where we can come, my Father, and eat from the king's table. Where we can come, my Father, and to the banquet that you have prepared, my Father, for your Son, our God, and eat from the king's table, that we might hear what you are saying to the church in this hour by your Spirit, my Father. And we count it an honor and a privilege, my Father, that you would think so much of us, that you would summon us, Father, that you would bless us, not only to eat from the king's table, my Father, but to share that which you have feed and fed us, Father, to our circle of influence. So right now, Father, we just humble ourselves under mighty hand, under your mighty hand, as we come past the gates of thanksgiving, come past the course of praise, come past the radio broadcast, all the way into your presence. And we ask, Lord, that you speak to us today, Lord, in words of love and comfort, Father, so that we can know that we know beyond any shadow of a doubt, my Father, that you are with us and that you're never going to ever leave us nor forsake us, and that you, who have begun a great work on the inside of us, you will complete it. And for that, my Father, we say thank you, Lord God. Our Holy Spirit, you're welcome. Have your way. You can use these lips of clay, and you can use our ears to hear, anoint us, to speak and to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church in this hour. And Father, we'll be careful to make sure that we give you all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise. Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hey, mighty men and mighty women out there in radio land. Hey, once again, as I always open this broadcast up, I always have got to acknowledge who you are. Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hey, why do you say that all the time, Arthur? Because that's who we really are. I always want to remind us of that, who we really are, you know. Not in and of ourselves, but who we are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, in Christ Jesus, we just like him. In Christ Jesus, you know, the work that he did, we can do also. In Christ Jesus, we can cast out devils. In Christ Jesus, we can lay hands on the sick. In Christ Jesus, man, we can rise up above all the bigly elements of this world. In Christ Jesus, we could do the same thing that he was doing. What was he doing, boy? He was establishing the governing influence of heaven on this earth. What was he doing? He was establishing the governing influence of heaven on this earth. What do you mean the governing influence of heaven? He was establishing the culture of heaven, the lifestyle of heaven, the ways of heaven. All that heaven consists of. Boy, reestablish that back on the earth, and boy, begin to advance and expand. That's what he came for. And boy, when he did it, then he gave us an assignment. He said, "Now I prepared everything. I cleansed you all up. You know, you washed in the blood of the Lamb. Now here's your last assignment." And the Bible says he breathed into their nostrils, you know, and say, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit." Hallelujah. For what purpose, Arthur? So that the same Spirit that was upon me, that enabled me, that empowered me, that gave me the ability to do all the things that I was doing, that same Spirit might be on the inside of you. For what purpose, Arthur? Said, "Boy, you can take up where I left off at." Hallelujah. The word Arthur said, "You could take up where I left off at. I'm going to go take my seat at the right hand of the Father. What the Father sent me to do, I'm through. But boy, I'm turning it over to you now." Who? To all you out there, all you mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hey, boy, God, Jesus has passed the baton on to us. He said, "Now you go, and you preach this kingdom ministry of God, and you make disciples of all men, and you cast out devils, and you heal the sick, and all the things that I do, you do too. You can do too." Why? Because, hey, you're no longer in and of yourself no more. We in Christ. Hallelujah. Where all that's in Christ. That ain't in our religion. That ain't in our, you know, ability. That ain't in none of that. All that's in the kingdom. all those the benefits of the kingdom. Of being in the kingdom. And learning how to live the lifestyle of the kingdom. Learning how to live kingdom life. See, in kingdom life, a little bit different from religion. In kingdom life, boy, you're a king if you're in a male body. You're a queen if you're in a female body. What you mean? I ain't talking about like an earthly king in that sense, but I'm talking about a ruler with sovereign reign, a little G God. If we're not careful, boy, we'll be living and dying like mere men and mere women when all the time, man, them mighty men and mighty women of God that I come on here and say you are every time, you really are. We really are. I mean, we created in the image and likeness of the Most High God. If that ain't mighty, man, you... Lord. I'm going to say it one more time. We created in the image and likeness of the Most High God. You tell me that ain't mighty. You tell me you ain't a superman or a superwoman. You created just like him. But the problem is, Arthur, man, you know, hey, listen, the devil want to rob that out of our lives. He don't want you to know that. He don't want you to know about the kingdom. It don't mind you being saved and everything else and wandering around the wilderness, as long as you don't go across that Jordan River over into your inheritance. As long as you don't, boy, get in that secret place of the Most High God. As long as you don't... Well, as long as you don't come to the knowledge, boy, the truth. You know, there are two kinds of knowledge. There's sense knowledge, knowledge that we derive from our five sense reasonings, where we get through our schools and our universities and our education and everything else. And then there's another kind of knowledge. There's Bible knowledge that's revealed to us, revelation knowledge. Boy, the devil don't ever want us, boy, to come to the revelation knowledge of the Word of God. You don't mind you having some knowledge of it, some sense knowledge of it, and theology of it and all that, boy, as long as you don't get the revelation of it. As long as you don't come to that place where you get the revelation of the Word of God to your life. Say, we understand the Bible in the light in which it was written. in the light of our not only redemption, but restoration. Everything that we've been restored back to. What? Our true identity. Who we really are. What we really have. What we really can do. And boy, that be preached. And let me tell you something. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And boy, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then the end gonna come. But listen, boy, the reason why we don't have no faith in what I'm talking about, because listen, you got to hear that, and you got to hear that, and you got to hear that, and you got to hear that. Just like you've been hearing all the other good news that you've been hearing, listen, there's a going on in God until we reach the fullness of the stature of Christ, until we become that mighty man and mighty woman that we already are. There's a going on, but there's a pressing on, man. And there's a going on, never being complacent more until we reach the fullness of a stature of Christ, till we look just like Christ. You tell me he was a mighty man. Not only, boy, when he was on his way, but even more so even now. Then he said things like this here, as I am, so are you. Hallelujah. Well, just think, if you've been hearing that and hearing that and hearing that, man, all the time. In different aspects, in different ways, man. He and man, you know, and building up faith in your faith and who you are. We got great faith in who Jesus is and who our Father in heaven is and who the Holy Spirit is. We got very little faith in man, our faith in who we are. And boy, that's what God, boy, put us on this radio broadcast to come and tell you, man, who you are in Christ Jesus. What you have in Christ Jesus. What you can do in Christ Jesus. Where you going to end up at in Christ Jesus. Hey, listen, you know, I get carried away every time that my brother tell me at times and say, okay, you on the air. And I tell you, I done like those horses, you know, on a racetrack, boy. I just take out running, man. Hallelujah, you know. And if I'm not careful, you know, before I know it, I'll be getting run on out all my time, you know. But, hey, listen, you know, hey, to all you out there, I got a special guest on here with me today, you know, that's a really blessing to the body of Christ. That's going to be a blessing to us on this radio broadcast today. And we're just going to flow in the Holy Ghost, you know. Dear, dear sister of mine, you know, in the faith and in the word of God and the kingdom of God and everything, you know. Hey, my sister in Christ, you know, Minister Vera Morris, from Houston, Texas. Hey, Minister Beer, it's an honor and a privilege for you to be on this radio broadcast with me today.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. It's always to be with you and to discuss the word of God and to bless the people of God in radio land. And wherever this word goes out, it's going to multiply and bless the people more than they ever will know from this day forward in Jesus' name.
Amen. It brought something to every memories right then, and of the days gone by, you know, when we were in the Houston area, you know, how God has used us in mighty ways, you know, just to sow seeds into the lives of those people, you know, that God had us ministering to, you know.
Amen.
Just to have you back on this radio broadcast with me, you know. Hey, there's one thing we know, that this kingdom has no boundaries, and it has no end. And here we are again, boy, together, man, sharing the kingdom of God, boy, to the world.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. And before we go any further, the Spirit of the Lord was speaking as you were talking about created. We are created in the image and the likeness of the Most High God. And that word created, because I'm by profession a teacher. So every time I hear the word of God, he always breaks it down so the people can understand that created, we were designed, we were fashioned and made, and that anybody in the body of Christ that were fashioned and made in the image of God is a true disciple of God, and they weren't just made by mistake. There is no mistake in God. None.
None.
None. You are the picture of your Father. Likeness, picture, likeness you look like, and you shall act like your Father in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
from this day forward, you know, we're going to look like, we're going to be a carbon copy of our Father, because whatever he say, we say. Whatever he does, we do. So in the name of Jesus, this is going to be a blessing today for all those that are out there in radio land today, in the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen, you know.
Amen.
There's a scripture that's ringing in my ear, you know, and I just read this passage of scripture right here, Minister Bill, you know, and however the Spirit leads us, you know, in today, here go. But I want to just read a portion of scripture as a foundation or just the word of God to us to open up with, you know, and it's Matthew's chapter 4. And in Matthew's chapter 4, you know, this is after Jesus Christ was led of the Spirit into the wilderness after he had been tempted of the devil, and he put the devil under his feet. You know the three temptations. And the Bible says, and then he returned in the power of the Holy Ghost. And the people who sat in darkness, they saw a great light that began to shine. And the Bible says, and it picks up in verse 17 in chapter 4, it says this. And let me just start at verse 16. It says, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light. And to them which sat in the regions of the shadow of death, light is sprung up. And from that time forth, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Watch this here. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, and saw two brothers, Simon and Peter, and then Andrew, his brother, and they were casting the net, and he told them to come and follow them. And then he said, straightway they left their nets and they followed him. And going on this, he saw two other brethren. That's him calling his disciples together now, you know, me and who he's going to work with, you know. And immediately they left and went with them. And they say, and I pick up in verse 23, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Watch this, men of fear, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. And
Amen.
His fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all the sick people that was taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatics, and those that had palsies, and he healed them all. And there followed
him
a great multitude of people from Galilee all the way to the Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. You know what comes off of me today? Jesus Christ went about preaching the gospel of the kingdom, you know, and something really popped off on the inside of me and that, you know. I've been mentioning that and preaching that for the last 40 years. But then I saw something, you know, and I think you mentioned it the other day when we were talking, you know. That boy, he wasn't not only preaching the gospel of the kingdom, but the Bible says he was healing the sick and casting out devils.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Letting the world know that the same Savior, you know, that same man that died up on the cross for our sins, not only did he die up on the cross for our sins, but boy, his body was broken for us, boy, and the same body that took our sins took upon himself, boy, all of our sickness and disease too.
Amen.
So listen, boy, that's the benefits of the kingdom, you know, that healing is the children's bread. And God not only wants us in the kingdom, man, but he wants the kingdom manifested in us. And one of the ways in which he manifests the kingdom in us and the signs and wonders that followed him, like I told you, and the great multitude, they followed him. Why? Because, boy, they saw the sick healed. They saw the demon cast out. They saw manifestation of that. And then Jesus turned around and tell the disciples, you know, those who are disciples of Christ, he said, hey, listen, the work that I do, you can do also. In fact, he said it even better. He said, the work that I do, shall you do also.
Yes.
And greater work shall you
greater
do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I believe with all my heart that God is raising up the church now and bringing us to the revelation knowledge of who we really are in Christ Jesus, you know, what we really can do, you know, that we really are mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, that we really can, you know, begin to walk on out of darkness into the marvelous light, that everything that this word say we have, that we do have, you know, but we must grow in that and come to the knowledge of that and the understanding of that and go after that. You know, Jesus said it this way. He said, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness,
amen.
Yeah, then all the things that you have need of be added unto you. What things? Everything that pertains to life and God.
Amen.
Yeah, and I believe that would bring glory to God when God see the manifestation of his word in the earth.
Right.
And I believe that that's the time that we are in now, you know, and that's where we are. I believe in Christ Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord is being poured out in the church in this hour for just to let the body of Christ know that not only are we saved, but we healed too, you know. Not listen, not trying to get saved, already saved.
Already.
Not trying to get healed. Not trying to get healed, already healed.
Amen.
What we got to do now is learn how to go on and possess, you know, what's already ours. Start becoming what we already are.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I believe that going on in God, Minister Bill.
Amen. Amen. I read this scripture right here that says it was a declaration that I was reading last night. It said about health and wholeness and healing. That health and wholeness shall be ours because we are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The blessing of God shall turn every curse into a life blessing for us.
Yes, Lord.
I declare by faith that our families at Radio Land, you, Pastor, will be beneficiaries of divine health, because that's what Jesus came to give us, divine health.
Yes.
Not partial, not 10%, not 80%, 100%.
Yes, Lord.
And by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. But from all diseases, it doesn't matter what it is.
Yes,
but,
Lord.
But you got to believe that he can do it.
No doubt.
Just believe that he can do it, and he will do it. Because he said he went about healing all that was sick among the people. And he said, greater works that he does, we can do it. All we got to do is open our mouth and speak.
That's it. You know.
And declare that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. Amen.
That's it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And that word that he said that we can do in him, you know, it is not in and of ourselves. We must come to the realization that, you know, that's the Christ that's on the inside of us.
Amen.
Even Jesus,
right.
You know, he never attributed none of those mighty works that he was doing and healing all the sick and everything else. He never attributed none of those works unto himself. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Amen.
He said, I come to do the will of my Father. You know, he said, the Spirit of the Lord, because he has anointed me to heal a broken heart and to all these things that you see me doing, you know. That enablement is of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He the one that doeth the work, you know. And he only gonna do, man, what the Father say. The only thing he gonna bring into manifestation is what the Father says. You know, and all
Amen.
I gotta do is hear the word, but it's he that doeth the work, you know. And he the one that enables us, you know, to do that. So in other words, you know, just like Jesus was saying, hey, is my Father that worketh in me, you know, and I only do what he tell me to do, you know. Hey, I said by him, is he that doeth the work on the inside of me? And the same thing, you know, that the work that Jesus Christ called us to do, that we come to realize the same thing, that it is he that doeth the work on the inside of us.
He that doeth the work.
You know, it's not us, and us having confidence in that, you know, that this Christ that's on the inside of us, well, he want to manifest what he was doing on the earth when he was walking the shores of Galilee. He want to still manifest that on the earth. But he's doing it through his body now. That's us.
Yeah, that's right.
So the essence of the power is not of us, you know. That's the Christ on the inside of us. You know what Paul wrote to the church, you know, in Colossians, he said, I show you a mystery that's been hidden from ages and ages, but it's now
Amen.
Being manifested. That Christ in you. That's the hope of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
In other words, that's God want to do his work through his son by the power of the Holy Ghost, but they need a vessel to do it through.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They need us to do it through. Yeah.
That's right.
They don't need our ability. They need our availability. They'll enable us. We just have to have come to the knowledge of that, that what he want to do in and through us, and allow God to do that in and through us, you know, through knowledge and understanding, through growing in that, through seeking that, through going after that, you know, through pursuing that. You know, that's coming out of religion, and coming into life then, you know. And he say, because that's what Christ in you is. That's not a religion. That's life. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, and that life is everlasting life. That life is Zoe life. That life is the God kind of life. And it's time for the church, man, to come to the knowledge, man, of who we really are in Christ Jesus, that we really are mighty men and mighty women, that we really can do exploits, that I'm talking about, that's all, that's, it ain't something, that what we must do, all this, we first got to come to the knowledge of who we are and what we can do and why we're here. And
Amen.
Then begin to grow up in it, begin to allow it to develop on the inside of us, you know, and go from glory to glory to glory as we become who we already are. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We have to first believe that we are who we say we are, who God says we are. Amen. And that the Holy Spirit of God will open our eyes to see beyond the visible to the invisible.
That's it.
See, because the greater work is in us. See,
he's
going to open our eyes so we may see all the wonderful things he has for us. Amen. Amen. Because we can't do nothing unless, we can't say anything, we can't do anything unless it comes from the Father. Amen. Amen. He said, we preach Jesus and Jesus and him crucified. That's all we know.
That's all.
I know. Amen. 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 And we use the blood of Jesus to chase out everything that don't belong in us, anything that's going to sabotage our destiny, our work, our ministry, our healing, our health, our finances. The blood of Jesus is going to chase it out in the name of Jesus. That's why he can go about doing what he can do, because he was blessed of the Father. He said, I and my Father are one. Amen. And I only do what my Father says do. Amen. You know? Yeah. So healing is our portion. It belongs to us. It belongs to us. It belongs to us. Amen. Amen.
And we got to take that, you know. How are they going to know unless somebody tell them? And how somebody can tell them unless they be sent, you know?
That's right.
Why God says my people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, they don't know who they really are, you know, and they don't know what they really have, and they don't, you know, they if we're not careful, they've been majoring in the minor and minoring in the major. You know, we've been preoccupied with the means at the expense of forfeiting the end, you know. The end is the destination that God set for our lives, and that's to be just like him, his image and his likeness. You know, and the purpose is so that we can establish his governing influence in our circle of influence, in our life on the earth, impacting it with the will of God and the desire of God and the intent of God through growing in the knowledge of God. And that's what we bring to the people, you know, revelation knowledge. You know, like you said earlier, you know, the blood of Jesus Christ, you know, that cleansed you from all unrighteousness. But the unrighteousness, the purpose for him, he is cleansing us from all unrighteousness so that we can come boldly into the presence of the Most High God.
Amen.
So that we can come all the way back into the Garden of Eden, so that we can come all the way back into that which God had started at beginning on the inside of us, what his design and intent was for us, even before the foundation of the world. You know, he already decided that we would be holy and without blame and covered in his love. You know, and as we come to the knowledge of what God is doing by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost and his children, what he's doing through them, through his children, and get in on that, And boy, I tell my God, is going to raise up an army of believers that's going to transfer, boy, from religion, baby, into a relationship. And boy, it's going to be a personal relationship. And instead of just stirring up of our emotions and having good church, boy, we're going to go and be the church. We're going to go and learn who we are in Christ Jesus. We're going to learn the mighty men and mighty women that we are, the functioning principles of the kingdom of God, how to live in the kingdom, you know, the laws that governs the kingdom of God, you know. And I think that's what's missing, Mr. Beery, you know, because in this kingdom, you know, it's a different way of living. You know, Jesus said we're in this world, but we're not of this world, you know.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
we've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness, or out of the kingdom of ignorance, or out of the kingdom of not knowing who we really are and what we really have and who we really are and where we really come from and what we really can do. That's darkness, not knowing all those things. That's darkness. And the Bible says, what we read earlier, say the people sat in darkness. What? A lack of knowledge of who we really are being destroyed by that lack of knowledge. But the Bible says a great light began to shine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And boy,
amen.
From that day, from that time forward, what was that great light, boy? That was Jesus Christ. What?
There
that was
go.
Information. That was knowledge. That was importation, boy, of what? Of the word of God. Hallelujah. God's word, boy. And let me tell you something, it's life in God's word. If he said it, he's going to do it.
Amen.
If he spoke it, he's going to bring it to pass. If he say you can cast out devils and heal the sick, man, listen, that's
it.
Hallelujah. But what the problem is, boy, we got to take confidence in that, and we got to take faith in that. And we got to begin to rise up as the church and training up the church to man it to take our place. You know, and our place is more than just religious rituals and ceremonies and having good church, but our place is, man, to be the church. What being the church? What going to all the world and tell the people, man, that all of the kingdom of heaven is available to them right now. Cast out devils, heal the sick, man, and proclaim to every man and every woman that this is the year of Jubilee, the acceptable year of the Lord. Well, you can come on in and get all your blessings of the Lord. All these are gifts from God, for it's by grace that we saved, through faith.
Yes.
And that's not of ourselves. All those are gifts from God.
It's a gift. Amen.
Yes. Yes. And, boy, I believe what God is doing, boy, in our generation, man, is, boy, he's taking us, boy, from glory to glory. And the holidays that we been celebrating lately, you know, the Christmas holidays and the Easter holidays, you know, that he's opening up our eyes to really see what's really going on. And instead of just, man, being excited about all the gifts that we get from one another, you know, during the Christmas season, you know, but don't forget the gifts, boy, that Jesus Christ left under the tree for us, you know. The gift of salvation, the gift of everlasting life. You know,
yes, sir.
The gift of righteousness, you know, the gift of grace, the gift of faith, and most important, boy, that unspeakable gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit. Those are all gifts from God.
Amen.
You know, that I'm talking about, but because of a lack of knowledge of those gifts, man, that perhaps might be left under the tree year after year after year after year. And then those of us who have received the gifts will have, man, time for us to open up them gifts and begin to play with it. Open up the gift of salvation that's already ours. You know, open up the free gift of righteousness, you know, and coming into the knowledge that they're not trying to get it right, but coming to the knowledge that we've been made righteous, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that we can do all those things through the righteousness of God. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 5, it says, we shall reign in life. How? Through the free gift of righteousness.
Amen.
Through us coming to the knowledge and understanding, you know, of the righteousness of God and how righteous that we already are, you know. And if we're not careful, the devil, like I said, preoccupied us with trying to get right. When all the time, man, all we got to do instead of trying to get right, all we got to do is start just being right. We got to get what we already have. The Lord showed me this, Mr. Beery. He said, you're trying to get what we are. You say, son, you're trying to get here. You're trying to get what you already have.
Amen. Amen. You know,
you want to see it manifest, you just start having what's already yours. Instead
Amen.
Of trying to get it, just start having it. And that's what God is raising up in there today, you know, through his knowledge of his will, as we come to the knowledge of who we really are in Christ Jesus, that we really are. We really, really are the sons and daughters of the Most High God.
Amen.
And the Bible says, if sons of God, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ Jesus.
Yes, sir.
What is
yes,
what's our inheritance? We heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus.
Joint heirs. That's God, right.
Yes. Amen. I mean, everything that Jesus has, we have.
That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Good.
And the Bible says, we are heirs of the kingdom of heaven. Heirs, can you imagine that? Heirs of heaven. That's our inheritance, all of heaven.
Amen.
That's what he says. Now, come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance, the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
If we're not careful, we allow, you know, sense knowledge, the robbers of that revelation knowledge, you know, to where we, you know, we take the word of God for granted, when that's the indestructible, incorruptible, ever-living seed of God's word.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
And I believe our heart, as he sowed that into our hearts, you know, by the Holy Spirit, you know, and we speak it into one another's lives, you know, by the Holy Spirit, he said, hey, listen, one plant and one water, but God will give the increase. And God will cause that seed to grow, you know, as we give God his word back to him. Not just from a religious format, but from the word of God standpoint, what God said about us.
Yes, sir.
And so we begin to get that into our hearts and into our mouth, you know. Because all those things that we're talking about, we got to let the people know, too, that they don't just happen to us like ripe cherries falling out.
No.
You know, you got to go out there. There are some laws and there are some principles that we must operate in order to appropriate that in our lives, you know.
Amen.
Yeah. And the number one law in the kingdom of God is the law of life.
Amen.
That's a primary law, the law of life that we have in Christ. What's that law? Why we got to live by that law? Because those laws precede the laws of Moses. You know, they were before the laws of Moses. Those were the original laws that was in the kingdom. That's in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, you know. Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Well, the laws that God gave Adam. You know, the first law in the Bible, you know, is the law of life. What's the law of life? Well, and God said.
Yes.
Yes. And God said. And that's the law of life right there. Hallelujah. There's life in that word, Minister Bill, you know. If God say, man, we are the sons of the Most High God and we are heirs of God, there's life in those words.
Amen.
That's the word of God. That's life. Glory to God. That's the primary law in there. Boy, what the king say go.
What he
if
said
If we're going to live this life in abundant life, man, we got to learn how to live according to the word of God and what the word of God say. Yeah, allow the word of God to have its proper place in our lives.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Another law in the kingdom, because listen, in this life that we're talking about, you know, in this kingdom life and being able to do those things, you know, the way you live that life, that's through faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith.
By faith. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Faith in what? Faith in the primary law. Faith in the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen.
That's why when God calls us and speak those words, that's when you prophesy the word. That's when the word that come out of our mouth, you know. If the word of God, then God got to watch over that word to perform.
Oh, he watches over his word to perform it. Yes, he does. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's good.
If he tell us to go and preach the kingdom of God and cast out devils and heal the sick, he's just waiting on us then to get that on the inside of us and by faith, boy, speak that word out into the earth. Speak it out
Amen.
To the people. That's how everything that God did, he did with his word. Bible saying God said. And everything that God said, hallelujah. Didn't it come into being?
It came to pass. Amen.
Yes, indeed. And then he said something powerful. Then watch this here. And then he said something powerful when it came down to you and I and to the human race. And God said, let's make mankind just like us.
That's it. That's that image. Yes.
That's the law of life right there, Minister Bill. That's in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, that's the law of life. And you know what? That word, what he said from the beginning, that set us free from even the law of sin and death, because there's another law in the garden, too. It's called a law of sin and death. God gave Adam a commandment. He said, listen, you can eat off all the trees in this garden that you want to, but if you eat off that tree, let me quote it right. He said, you can eat off all the trees in the garden, but don't eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because in the day that you eat off that tree, then you're going to surely die.
Amen.
He gave him a commandment.
He did?
Yeah, he told him about the tree, but he said, hey, man, don't eat off that tree. Because if you do, you're going to separate yourself from me. And instead
Amen.
Of, boy, when you separate yourself from me, then you're going to find yourself in the world that we have here on this earth today. Good and evil.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I'm gonna, when I get to speaking, like I told you, sometimes it just flow out of me. But I want to leave the rest of our time and let's allow God to just allow you to minister to the people. And before we end the radio broadcast, they're just going to pray and sing God's word. The Bible says he sent his word, and his word healed them. We're going to send
Amen.
The word into the radio waves and speak life into God's people's lives and to sing God's word. You say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. And forgive not his
yes.
benefit, who forgive all our iniquities, who heal all of our diseases, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy, even so that our
yes.
is renewed like the eagle. So, Minister Bill, whatever God has put in your heart, share with our radio broadcast, as you minister to them, prophesy to them, however the Spirit leads you. Go ahead.
Man, in the name of Jesus, we just thank the Lord for enabling us to come through the radio waves, because God uses any and all methods to bless his people. And today, I just hear healing, wholeness, wellness, transformation. And God said, let there be healing in the land. There will be healing. There are some out there that are hurting that really don't know which way to turn. But God said, if you give it to me, and try not to do it on your own, I will heal all manner of sickness, all manner of diseases, because that is your portion. You will receive divine healing today in the name of Jesus. Yes, and let the anointing to excel, the anointing to exceed will fall upon everyone that hear this broadcast today. The anointing heal, to be whole, to be made well. And Father, we just thank you as you begin to bless the people. And that
yes.
word bless to make whole. Heal, nothing missing, nothing broken in
yes.
the name of Jesus. We command every spirit of limitation, things
yes.
that you can't do or things you think you can't do in your
yes.
life to be destroyed in the name of Jesus, because you are covered
yes.
by the blood. We just thank
yes.
you right now, Father. Thank you. And the enemy shall decease in
yes.
the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name.
Every conspiracy, everything that will come against you to prevent you from going on, there's a going on in God. Prevent
yes.
you from enjoying the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Because that's your right. That's your inheritance. That's your seed.
Yes. Yes.
And if you don't open your mouth and speak the word of God, first you got to know the word of God. First you got
yes.
to be born again to know the word of God.
Yes.
And in the presence of everybody that's listening, may God arise in your life, and may he give you all the promises, all the promises. If you just take hold and believe, he said, you are the generation right now. You have greatness buried deep within you. Hear the word of the Lord. Just like he said in Genesis 1, and God said, here he's using the word manifest. Manifest. Anything that has manifest in your life that is not like God, I decree and declare that it is burnt by the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
And that you will be made whole and healed. Whether the enemy like it or not, you will not bow down to him. And you will not bow down to the disease that he think he can bring upon your body. You got to believe that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I just thank God that the anointing to heal, the anointing to excel and be made whole, because he said you have what you say. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You have what you say. And if you say it, it shall come to pass. Because words are just like fear. They stand up. And they will, when you speak it, it shall be good or bad.
Yes, Lord.
The word, you're going to use the word of God or the word of the enemy. And I'd rather use the word of God, because it's life everlasting in the name of Jesus. And one more thing before I give it over to Pastor. In Jesus' name, I'm going to bind every strong man having any of my and your goods and blessing in his possession to be released in the name of Jesus, where it be financial, healing, wholeness, your children, your spouse, your wife, whatever it is. That strong man's got to be released today in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. And I ask the Lord to open our eyes. Pastor was speaking about darkness. Say, open our eyes and turn it away from darkness to light. Deliver our life from the power of Satan in the name of Jesus. So the power of God through the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Because nothing can be done unless the blood is applied.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Grant us forgiveness of sins, Father, and inheritance among those that are sanctified by faith. This is the only way we can live this life is through faith in the name of Jesus. From this hour on, from this day on, this is the word he gave me today. And I'm going to give it to you because I like sharing. Beginning from this hour, and this hour is 12:48. On the 20th of May, the God of wealth and riches goes to work in your life and finances. There's a new chapter of business opportunity opening up for all of us. An amazing career to be opened in the name of Jesus. So all you got to do is ask. You say you have not because you ask not. But ask. Open your mouth. But no force in hell can stop what God has got for you in your life to this day in this season. He is moving forward right now in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
And may God bless you and keep you and make you whole in your mind, your body, and your thinking. Because that's where the enemy comes first, in your thinking, in your mind. The battlefield is the mind. But in the name of Jesus, I just decree and declare right now that you have the mind of Christ. And everything's going to be okay in the name of Jesus, no matter what it looks like. You got to know that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. And I thank you, Pastor, and thank God for this time and this hour to even open our mouth. He lets us use this lips of clay to bless the people in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. He said he sent his word. And his word healed them.
Yes.
These signs shall follow them that believe.
That believe. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, it ain't just for, you know, Jesus is, you know, the Bible says, you know, he worked mighty works and mighty miracles that he did, you know, through the early church, you know. They did mighty work. They spoke the word of God. I'm talking about, you know, and signs and wonders followed the word of God, you know, and they cast out devils and they healed the sick, you know. And that was in the early church, you know, and they did that. And then you say, not only that, you say, but these signs shall follow them that believe. So God ministered healing men through his son, Jesus Christ. He ministered the kingdom of God and healing through the early church. Then he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. He ministered the healing to believers too, you know. And it ain't like, you know, he was saying, well, you know, listen, he the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he healed man back then, he'll heal today. You know, everything he was doing then back then, what we call Bible days, you know, he's doing in these days too. These days are Bible days too. And if he was doing that all that under the old covenant Bible days, just think how much more powerful, anointed, and authoritative it is in this new covenant that we have in Christ. He's healing today too. He opening blind eyes today too. He unstopping deaf ears today too. You know, how he doing that, Arthur boy? He is looking to and fold the earth. He's looking for men and women that he could do it through. He the head, but he need a body.
Yes, sir.
He don't just need no any hand. He needs a body that can grow up, man, in the knowledge and understanding of that, you know, to sonship. The Bible says, for this reason was the Son of God manifested, to destroy the works of the devil, you know. Not children, you know. But sons of God, you know, developing, growing in the faith, and come to the knowledge of who we are, boy. But what point was, so that we can send his word out into the radio waves and the highways and the byways and compel a lost and dying man to come get your inheritance, all of the kingdom of heaven. Come get your free gift of salvation. Come get your deliverance. Come get your healing. Come get your provision. Come get everything that you have need of. And watch this here. Come without any sense of guilt and condemnation. Why? Because he who knew no sin, God made him to be sin on your behalf so that you might be made the righteousness of God.
That's
what
right.
You mean, Arthur? We're talking about, boy, through that Lord's Supper that you partake of, the spiritual significance of that, man, we became one with Christ. He became one with us. We became in him. He became in us. You know, listen. Mr. Bill, death couldn't touch him. He ain't had no sin in his life.
Amen.
But boy,
when
he took boy and at that cup and he said, "This is my blood that is shed for you, boy," then it was a law took place there. What, boy? They became one in that supper. Then now that boy, he became one with them. They became one with him. He took our place. And when
Amen.
He took our place and did all the things that he did, he gave us his place. He took our sins, man, he nailed it on the cross, and he took his righteousness and placed it on the inside of us. And the work that we were doing down there, that he was doing that, man, you know, listen, he was doing that through us. The Bible said we were crucified with him. And not only were we crucified with him, but we were raised with him too.
Amen.
And the life that we now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. What life we now live, the resurrected life. Hallelujah. Doing what, boy? Doing like Jesus said that we could do. He said, one guy told him, "You ain't even got to come to my house, Lord. You know, just send the word."
Amen.
He said, I know my servant to be healed. Boy, Jesus told him, he said, "I ain't seen so great a faith in all the church, in all of Israel." He said, he know authority. He know the power that's in me and the word of God. He know the power that's in what I say. You know, that what I say really can be and really is. So, Mr. Bill, you say, amen. You know, you go and you cast out devils and you lay hands on the sick. So we decree and declare, and I decree, you know, every cancerous cell that's out there, that's under
amen.
The sound of my voice, that's stealing lives, stealing health, that's stealing men, looks, and stealing finances from people's lives. I curse the life that's in you at the root, and I command you to wither and to die and to go from God's people's line. The word of God says, boy, all those that came to him, he healed them all. He's just looking for people who will step out the boat. He's just looking for people who will allow him to do the work in. It'll be us doing the work, but it'll be us, boy, in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Co-workers, hey. Co-laborers together with him, you know, workers together with him. His workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Watch this here. For good works. What God did, he sent his word, and his word was healed us. He sent his word, his word was saved us. His word
right.
is what delivered us. Everything that he's doing through his word. So I send the word to you, and I tell you, and I, to all of you, I'll be on the sound of my voice, that God's desire and will for you is to come on out of religion and come on, man, past the gates of thanksgiving, past the course of praise, past the sanctuary, all the way into the very presence of the Most High God. And watch this here. Without any sense of guilt and condemnation, knowing that your sins is washed in the blood of the Lamb and that you are as righteous as you are ever going to be, I decree and declare that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened to that
yes.
you be filled with the knowledge of God's will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you know what is the hope of your calling and what is the exceeding greatness of the power that's available to all of us through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that we be no more tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, man, but that we
Amen.
Come into the and walk into the reality of who we are in Christ Jesus. Mighty men and mighty women are the Most
Mighty.
High God.
That's right.
So I
Amen.
Come against self. I come against, Lord, sin itself. I come against the sin nature that's on the inside, you know, of all of us. And I command it to cease and to wither and to go away. And that, boy, our consciousness be sprinkled with a righteous consciousness. That we be coming into the knowledge that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So that we can boldly take our place as sons and daughters of the Most High God and the works that Jesus did, doing also. So therefore, again, I decree and declare that all is well in our lives, that we are who God say we are, that we have what God say we have, that we can do what God say we can do, and that we're going to end up where God say we're going to end up in, heaven on
Amen.
Earth.
And
heaven. And heaven. You know,
Amen.
Man, there is always a blessing to come on and share the word of God with God's people to us. The Bible say, Lord, where two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done.
It shall be
Therefore,
done.
Therefore, I believe with all my heart that healing is going forward through these radio waves into the lives
right.
of God's people. In all the
That's
areas
right.
of healing that we might need in, not just physical, but spiritual, emotionally, socially, in every area of our lives, spirit, soul, and body, that the healing virtue of God by the power of his word is flowing into our hearts, into our spirits, into our minds, our wills, our emotions, our attitudes, and that we are becoming who God, who we already are, the mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, sons and
Amen.
Daughters of the Most High God. And what an honor. What a privilege. Father, we thank you, Lord.
Thank
and we
you,
declare
Lord.
And declare that it be unto us according to your word, my Father God.
According to your word. Thank
we,
you,
as
God.
Always, we are careful to give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise, my Father. Always in the mighty name.
In the name of Jesus.
And listen, our time is up on this radio broadcast. And listen, I bless all of you in the name of the Lord Jesus. If we could be a further help to you, you know, if you like continue to be encouraged in the Lord, you can always contact us at 713, that's area code, 713-870-3776. That's Kingdom Life World Outreach Ministry. Again, that phone number is area code 713-870-3776. Hey, listen, we would love to hear from you. And if this broadcast is a blessing to you, then please call us and let us know as we encourage one another and build up one another in the faith as we press along towards the prize of the higher calling that's in Christ Jesus. Remember, you are who God say you are. You have everything that God say you have. You can do everything that God say you can do, and you shall be everything that God say you shall be. I decree that and declare that in the mighty name of Jesus. And by faith, we call it done. Mr. Villa, thank you once again for coming on and sharing with us today and pouring out your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus.
God bless,
God bless
Amen.
Y'all. Look forward to talking to y'all again next week. Bye-bye.
We at Kingdom Life Fellowship would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity.